Blog Talk Radio.
We know that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but it's mighty in Christ for the pulling down of strongholds. We have to have a passion for unity in order to take back what's been stolen from us. Are you ready? It's time to tear down every plan of the enemy. Hallelujah! Because we are the church. Let the church unite. Take back.
Hallelujah. Well, good afternoon, and to God be the glory for all the wonderful, all the awesome, positive, and great prayers that has been answered for your family and mine on this past week. I pray that you had a joyful, productive, and an amazing, blessed week as well as weekend. For God is truly good all the time. Do you agree? Well, today is June the 6th, 2016. And my name is Senior Chaplain Shalia Griffith. I am your co-host together with my gifted and amazing husband, Senior Chaplain Elder Hudson W. Griffith, the host of our dynamic Blog Talk radio broadcast entitled Come Together for a Change. Yes, it is imperative, according to the Word of God, that we must all come together for a change. Change is inevitable. Change is good. Now, our program airs every Monday afternoon from 3:30 to 4 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time. It is sponsored by our God-appointed ministries, which include Men in Search of Change and HWG Outreach Center for Change International. And so today, I am coming before you because I would like to encourage you today to read the gospel of Jesus Christ on a daily basis. And to some, to start to read the gospel of Jesus Christ on a daily basis, along with a sincere prayer every morning, at noontime, and every night before you go to bed. And watch how things would just fall into place for your life and your family. Now, as you speak victory into your future, you are starting off each day right by declaring God's favor over your life. Declare God's promises and see God's goodness, not today, not tomorrow, but today, in Jesus' mighty name. You will have a new perspective in life and faith to believe bigger and to go beyond your barriers in order to reach your highest potentials. You will be stronger than ever, and nothing, I say nothing, will be able to get in your way or stop you from what God has in store for you. Just believe God's word. Now, our inspiration for this week will be coming from a man by the name of Paul J. Twist. Now, all of us know that using the month of June, it brings many graduations from elementary school, from middle school, from high school, from college. So there's a lot of graduations going about this month and this week. So for that, I would like to read a statement from Paul J. Twist. It says, "What elevation we will experience when we stand before the Lord and hear his words. Well done, thou good and faithful servant," from Matthew 25 and 21. But whether or not we hear those words will depend on how we use our earthly education to honor and serve the Lord. Now, this is the story. The story is told of Dr. Howard Kelly, the world-famous surgeon and gynecologist who helped find John Hopkins School of Medicine in Baltimore, Maryland. On the night of his graduation from medical school, he wrote in his diary, "I dedicate myself, my time, my capabilities, my ambition, everything to God. Blessed Lord, sanctify me to thy use. give me no worldly success, which may not lead me nearer to my salvation, to my Savior. As a young man, Kelly was hiking in Pennsylvania when he stopped at a house to ask for a glass of water. Thinking he looked hungry, the young woman who answered the door gave him a glass of milk instead. Fast forward many years, this same woman was admitted to a hospital in the city seeking help for a serious gynecological condition. The great Dr. Kelly, as he was now known, treated her successfully. When it came time to be billed, the woman discovered that the invoice read, "Paid in full with one glass of milk." Doctor and patient alike were devoted to unselfishly helping others. Whatever our abilities when we finish our education, God will use us for his glory when we dedicate ourselves to that purpose. The hymn writer Francis Havergal penned the words, "Take my life and let it be consecrated, Lord, to thee." She, too, wanted to be ready for the day of her earthly graduation and heaven's commencement. That was really good words from Paul J. Twist. So as you're graduating this week or this month, praise God for the things he enabled you to accomplish. Amen. Now, our topic for this week is you cannot intimidate God. No matter how you try, you cannot intimidate God. And our main scripture is coming from Ephesians 4 and 26, and it reads as follows. "Be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath." Amen, amen. So now this is the time to receive your special blessing from God for this week. It certainly gives me an honor as well as a great pleasure to introduce to some and present to others my amazing beloved husband and gifted speaker of today, as he is our host for Come Together for a Change. He is anointed, blessed, powerful, and dynamic. The dynamic senior chaplain, Elder Hudson, a man after God's own heart, a man that never moves unless it is from the mighty unction of God, and loves the Lord with his whole heart, his whole mind, and his whole soul. I bring to you at this time Senior Chaplain Elder Hudson W. Griffith.
Thank you very much, Shalia. It's a wonderful privilege of mine to come your way another afternoon. Why is it a wonderful privilege? It's a wonderful privilege because I know that my Redeemer liveth. I know that Jesus Christ rose from the grave. I know that he is alive and he is able to answer every problem and he is able to solve every problem. He's able to answer every prayer if you are willing to reach out to him in faith. Therefore, you have to know who God is. And this evening we're going to be talking about you cannot intimidate God. Lots of people think that if they could talk to God the way they feel like, that they can intimidate him into answering their prayers. What does intimidate mean? Intimidate means to make fearful or timid, to make frightened or to threaten with violence, you know. And the thieves that go into some of the stores, they're trying to intimidate people. For instance, the recent case in which the thieves went into the store, they tried to intimidate one of the clerks. They took him in the back, and they tried to intimidate him. But he could not be intimidated because he did not have the keys to the safe. He did not have he did not know what was the key, the combination to the safe. A lot of us today live our lives and we feel that we can do as we like. A lot of us live our lives and we feel that we can make God do things for us. We think that we can speak to God anyway and he has to answer our prayer. But God is not obligated to answer our prayers if we do not speak to him in a proper way. God is not obligated to answer our prayers if we do not understand that God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Very often we think that we can say things however we feel like. I remember there's a story told of an old lady who was waiting on God for the answer to her prayer for a long time, and God did not answer, and she got some stones and threw up into the air and says, God, you didn't hear my prayer, so I am going to throw stones up in the air until you answer my prayer. Of course, you know what happened. She got tired throwing stones because she realized after a while that she could not intimidate God. Now, we today have got the same situation. We cannot intimidate God, right? The scripture in Ephesians chapter 4 says, verse 25, wherefore, putting away lying, speak every man truth with his neighbor, for we all members one of a number. Be angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath. You cannot intimidate God by getting angry and trying to hurt somebody else. You cannot intimidate God by trying to make things happen. No, they cannot happen, because unless you do what is right in God's sight, he will not answer your prayer. The word says, let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice, and be kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake have forgiven you. You cannot make God do things. Therefore, you've got to stop it. And you've got to learn to trust him. And you've got to learn to walk by faith. You've got to learn to walk by faith and do what he would have you to do, because you've got to put off concerning the former conversation, the old man, which is corrupt according to deceitful love. You've got to put off things, and you've got to walk in righteousness. You've got to walk purposeful. You know, you cannot try to make God do things for you. God is not a person that can be made afraid. God will not be made afraid because of your antics. You know, the devil thought he could intimidate God to cause confusion in heaven, but God was not intimidated by what he did. Some of the angels left heaven or listening to Lucifer, but God will not be intimidated. And I want to say to you today, you who know God, God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Therefore, you've got to put aside. You think sometimes we think that we could tell a lie and we can try to intimidate God into doing something for us, but it is not going to happen. So I want to suggest to you today that you cannot intimidate God. So you have to trust him and you have to walk by faith. You have got to remove corrupt communications from your mouth and that which is good to the use of edifying. You've got to put aside lying. You've got to put aside things that are going to be unrighteous, and you've got to learn to recognize that you cannot intimidate God. You hear that? You cannot. So all the things that you may try to do, you've got to learn to walk by faith and not by sight. You've got to recognize that if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. All things are passed away, and behold, all things become new, because God will not be intimidated to answer your prayer. Many times you think that if you could talk to God and if you could get him to, you could try to encourage him that he will answer your prayer, but God will not be intimidated by your actions or by the things that you speak. Therefore, you've got to learn to understand that God will only answer your prayers if you trust him and walk by faith. Because the word says, if ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. You've got to recognize that you have got to trust God. You have got to put your faith in God. You cannot intimidate God when your voice talking, right? You've got to set your affections on things which are above, not on things on the earth. In other words, things on the earth is not going to satisfy God. You've got to understand that you're dead and your life is hid with Christ in God. You've got to mortify, therefore, the member, your members which are upon the earth. Fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affections, evil concupiscence, and covetousness. Which is idolatry. That is from in Colossians chapter 3, verse 6. For these things' sake, the wrath of God comes on the children of disobedience, in the which ye also walk sometime. But now ye also put off these things: anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication, lie not one to another, seeing that you have put off the old man with his deeds. Therefore, God is saying to you, I want you to trust me. I want you to walk by faith. I want you to listen to my voice. I want you to open your ears unto my calls. I am depending on you to make sure that your life is righteous, that your life is clean. You cannot intimidate God by saying and doing things that you think will hurt him. No, you've got to put away anger. You've got to put away all things that will cause God, you think that you could cause God to walk, to answer your prayers, but these things will not answer your prayers. You know, you've got to walk in faith, in the knowledge that God will answer your prayer, that God is righteous, and that God is the God of the impossible, and you have got to learn to abstain from all appearance of evil. You know, the appearances of evil, the things that you do, you cannot intimidate God. You just cannot. You've got to walk by faith and realize that God is the God of the impossible. God is the God of the miraculous. God is the God that answers prayer. Therefore, I have suggested to you this evening that you have got to learn to walk by faith. You've got to learn to. You can't get angry and try to hurt your brother or your mother or your sister and think that God will answer your prayer. No, I'm saying you've got to stop trying to intimidate God, trying to make God do your will. God cannot do your bidding. You have got to learn to do God's bidding. And the only way you can do God's bidding is when you are willing to walk by faith and not by sight. When you learn to be obedient, when you learn to be faithful, when you learn to be truthful, when you learn to be righteous, oh, because as you walk by faith, God is going to work things out for you, but he can only work things out for you if you are willing to trust him, if you are willing to do his bidding. You cannot get him to do your bidding any other way. So I just want to speak to you this evening on this point. You cannot intimidate God. You cannot get angry and do things to your parents or your brethren or to those who you think you can hurt. No, I want you to understand you cannot intimidate God, right? God knows our hearts and is not afraid of our works, all right? God made man and knows what is best for us. The devil thought he could intimidate God, but even he did not get through. So you think that you're going to get through? No, I want you to walk by faith. I want you to trust God. I want you to look up to him and to understand that he is the creator of mankind, and he knows what's best for us. So therefore, you've got to recognize that verse in 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. God is willing to make new creatures out of you if you are willing to trust him and walk by faith. If not, if you are willing to intimidate him, not if you are willing to talk as though you are in charge of things. You are not in charge of anything. You have got to come to your senses and understand that God loves you and he wants to give you the desires of your heart. Well, are you ready to trust him? Are you willing to walk by faith? Are you willing to understand that you cannot intimidate him? That the things that you're doing, you might think that smoking drugs, you might think that doing things that will cause God to get angry. You cannot make God angry enough to do what you want. You might make your mother angry and she might do it. You may make your brother angry and he may do it. You may make your girlfriend or boyfriend angry and they may do it. But you have got to trust God and walk by faith, because if you don't trust him and walk by faith, you are going to end up in the pit. You are going to have to end up where people who don't trust God end up. So therefore, you've got to learn to trust him. I'm suggesting to you this evening that all the things that work, that have not worked for you, you will say, well, I can't trust God because he promised me things and they haven't happened. I can't trust God. But if you intimidate him either, therefore learn to walk by faith. The just shall live by faith. Without faith it is impossible to please God. For he that cometh to him must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Come on now. You will not be able to intimidate God. You can only trust him as you walk by faith and know that he will work things out for you. Regardless of your situation, trust him. Regardless of what you're going through, trust him. Regardless of whatever you find yourself in, trust him. I just want to encourage you to trust God and walk by faith, and he is going to work things for you. If you trust him and walk by faith, you are going to see him do things for you that he has never done before. So come on now, put aside your intimidation, put aside your fears, put aside the things that have been hurting you. God is going to take you through. God is going to lead you in the paths of righteousness. Just don't be afraid of the circumstances. Just know that he will work things out for you. I want to pray for you that God will give you the courage and the strength to walk by faith. The just shall live by faith. And if you walk by faith, God is going to work things out for him. Do not be afraid of the circumstances. Just know this. God will bring things out for you. The word says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved, shall be delivered. So therefore, you don't have to be afraid, and you don't have to try to intimidate God. You just have to know that he is God, and that he will answer your prayer. I want to pray with you now that God gives you the strength to be able to overcome every situation, and to know that he is with you. And that you have just to remember that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Don't try to do anything else but to trust him. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. The just shall live by faith. Let's bow our heads. Father, in the name of Jesus, I come to you on the behalf of those, Lord, who are listening to me at this time. Let your Holy Spirit guide them. Bring them into an understanding of purpose. Let them understand, Lord Jesus, that you are the one that will guide them into certain purpose, Lord. You are the one that want them to mortify their members. You are the one that have got to guide them. If they would just read your word, if they just understand your word, if they'll just walk by faith, and not to watch the circumstances, but to know that you are with them. You are with them this evening, and you are going to take them through. Let the anointing of your Holy Spirit guide guard them, protect them. Let them get into your word, Lord. Your word says, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another. So let your people know that they have got to get into your word. They have got to walk by faith in the knowledge that you are with them. Bless those who are listening and help them, Lord, to find your peace. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. To God be the glory. What an awesome and wonderful message. And I pray that it sinks in your heart, it sinks in your mind, and that you will go about doing what God has in store for you, and that you will be able to pray more and to read your word more and to live more by your word so that you can come out victorious. Amen? Well, friends and faithful listeners, this is all the time that we do have for now. In my closing, do drop us a line this week and let us know how you are perceiving our program. We'd love to hear from you. And we also want to thank all of our faithful listeners and supporters as well at this time. Our mail and address is Come Together for Change, P.O. Box 90553, Henderson, Nevada, 89009. Or you can simply email us at hwgministries@gmail.com or sgriffith2010@aol. And if you are ever in need of prayer or counseling or just have a question, please feel free to call Senior Chaplain Elder Hudson Griffith at 702-454-5717. Thank you again for listening to Come Together for Change. We pray that you were blessed with the mighty, wonderful teachings of Chaplain Elder Hudson Griffith. Meet with us again next Monday on June the 13th at 3:30 to 4 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time. We will be here waiting for you, but make sure that you text someone, tweet someone, or call someone, a friend, a neighbor, an associate, and let them know that Come Together for Change is airing on on the Internet right now, or you can catch us on your phone. All right? Thank you so much. God bless each and every one of you. Inspired to have a great week. Make sure that you help someone that's in need. God will smile upon you. Amen.
We know that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but it's mighty in Christ for the pulling down of strongholds. We have to have a passion for unity in order to take back what's been stolen from us. Are you ready? It's time to tear down every plan of the enemy. Hallelujah! Because we are the church.
Let the church unite.
Take back this country from the hands.